Up next, we'll be chatting with artist Laura Jade about her upcoming exhibition. It is called Light, Art and the Brain. Oh my gosh. I have been looking at photos of this exhibition all morning and the pieces are beautiful. Don't go anywhere. We're going to speak to Laura in just a tick. 20 minutes to 9 a.m. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie here on 2SER 107.3. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning so far. Now, not a day goes by without new knowledge emerging about the mysterious inner workings of our brain and biological processes. Without a doubt, science and technology are forging new ways of unveiling the secrets of the human body. This morning, we are chatting with Laura Jade. She's a multidisciplinary illumination artist that fuses art, biology, neuroscience, and brain-computer interface. Laura's work sheds a new perspective on the ways of interfacing with the organs and sustaining human life. Laura, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I can't say I've ever heard of illumination artist as a title before. Exactly what is it that you do?
Well, I think I just fell in love with light. So I use light as a medium, as a tool. I love the immateriality of light. So, you know, it pervades the world, yet it is untouchable. So it's kind of a mysterious thing to use for art.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how did you become involved in the fields of neuroscience and biology?
Well, I'm fascinated by the increasing amount of new biotechnologies that enable new ways of knowing ourselves, our bodies and our minds. We sort of have an unprecedented freedom in exploring the junction between biology and technology now. So when I was studying biology, I saw you could buy these commercial EEG headsets. And at the time, I made this mental note to myself that one day I would use it for an artwork. And I'm sort of deeply attracted to the complexity of our brains. Most of us live with very little understanding of how our minds actually work.
Mm.
So the catalyst for the Brain Light Project was a curiosity to harness my own brain as the creator of the artwork.
Wow.
Just, you know, using the energy of my own thoughts with no physical touch required. You know, and so I wanted to kind of peer into that gap between the physical brain and where our consciousness begins and sort of use these science tools, but in an art context to sort of question the way our minds work. So basically the brain, it visualizes the brain frequency areas of alpha waves, theta waves and beta waves, which are translated into a light display inside the brain sculpture.
Wow.
And the audience can come and use it, and by sort of playing with the artwork, you can experience a level of conscious mind control over your brain's bustling, you know, neural activity.
My gosh, this is amazing. I love it when the worlds of art and science collide, because we don't see it awfully often, and when it does happen, it's a really beautiful thing. And this is one of the most beautiful, in my opinion, things to come out of a collision of art and science here.
Oh, thank you.
So people essentially get to use their brains to control the light in these sculptures.
That's right. So Brain Light is essentially an experiential sculpture that uses the audience to create the work. So you can use it, you plug yourself into an EEG headset, which is wireless, and that reads the electrical activity of your brain, and it transmits that information into a light display within the sculpture. So the different colors mean different things about your mind. So for instance, if you're feeling calm, meditative, and relaxed, the sculpture will be blue. That's an alpha wave, which is kind of elusive for most people to get. If you're excited or stressed or experiencing high emotions, it'll be red.
Wow.
And that's a beta wave. So we can start to play with these two states in particular. Sort of whenever anyone ever gets blue, they become excited, and then it takes them out of being meditative again.
I can imagine people like, oh my gosh, and then it goes right back to red.
Exactly, then it goes away. That's why it's kind of elusive. It's a fun game to play.
This is amazing. How have people been responding to it? Obviously, people would have so much fun engaging with the artwork.
Yeah, well, I think previously in more traditional art, an audience would view an artwork and their own psychological process would be a passive, hidden, personally private experience. And so Brain Light's aim was to invite the audience to contribute their brain activity to become the work being perceived. So the audience member wearing the headset then becomes part of this live spectacle, and their private brain activity is embodied in the artwork itself.
So my gosh.
It invites the audience to meet their own mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've also had scientists who have been fascinated by it as a tool for science communication. So it sort of bridges these two realms. And I think it's that the scientists who get excited by it already have this predisposition to creative thinking. You know, they see it as a potential catalyst to inspire different approaches to research.
Mm. I think that that's wonderful that the scientific community are engaging with it as well.
Yeah, I had this great experience when I was in Israel, and I was invited to the Technion University to meet these nanoscientists, and they are leading the world in personalized targeted medicine. And basically their work focuses on these nanoparticles that they move through the body with magnetic fields to tumor sites.
Oh, wow.
And they wanted to view the brain, or the head researcher wanted me to show his team the brain, because I have a little traveling version of it, to inspire his team to think about maybe using brain activity as a way of releasing drugs into our body. So if you could hone the particular frequency of your brain, it could then actually start releasing these drugs into your body. And so BrainLight kind of acted like a catalyst for a kind of completely lateral way of thinking about the research that they were doing. And it was great. It was a lovely experience to actually see scientists using it in this way.
That's amazing. These sculptures are quite beautiful. How long does it take to create one?
Well, the whole project of BrainLight took 3 months. It was part of a science and art residency that I did at Culture at Work, and it was also part of my master's. It was my major work for my master's in lighting design at UTS. So the actual brain sculpture itself is based on an MRI scan of a real human brain, and like a real 3D model.
Wow.
And so it's laser cut out of perspex and then engraved with neural networks. So it's sort of like a slice-by-slice brain, see-through, so you can see through it. And those neural networks pick up the light. So it looks like there's electrical activity inside.
So how can people come and play with your big light-up brain? How can people get involved? Because I am sitting here thinking, oh, my gosh, this is sounds like both the most beautiful and the most fun thing that I can think of as well.
Yeah, well, you could come and have a go. So I'm bringing my little travelling brain to Chatswood during Vivid. So
amazing.
I'll be giving a lecture about my collaboration with neuroscientists and programmers in the development of BrainLight. And then afterwards we'll have a demonstration and people can come and have a play.
I absolutely love it. I am looking forward to it, I tell you right now. Laura, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Bye.
That was artist Laura Jade. They're giving us a glimpse of her creative transdisciplinary work. For more information, we're going to pop some links on our podcast at the end of the show if you would like to get along and hear Laura's talk and have a look at her travelling brain and have a play with it maybe. It sounds truly, truly incredible. It's going to be at the Chatswood Library on the concourse on the 31st of May, 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. There's going to be two sessions from The Sounds of Things. You've got a book, though. It's all part of Vivid. Oh, my gosh. Jump online as well. Have a look at these photos. We'll pop some photos online if you want to check it out. This is the most beautiful sculpture and kind of light art I've seen in a really, really long time. It is absolutely stunning.